What's up, XCFL? It's the Jay Brony show here. As the, you know, we're crashing down onto our last Sunday here. So it's only fitting, you know, to get this last point grind in for the draft to do a mock draft. So we have JMO as always. How's we doing, JMO?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Jared as always.
Eat shit, JMO.
Mm-hmm. And Jiggy as sometimes.
Glad to be a J bro tonight.
Yeah, and the J works, so that works. We had to get rid of Sean. His name doesn't start with a J, so it doesn't work out. When we joined this Discord voice channel, JMO's on the top, then Jared, then Jiggy, then me. So we'll just keep it easy and follow that pattern for the draft. And how we were going to do this, JMO will be on the clock first with the first overall pick. So he's not only predicting the team that's going there, but he's going to predict the user. So we're just going to do a full mock 1 through 32. Feel like that's a fitting in for the last piece of content for this, that counts for points for the cycle. So do you guys have anything to add before we start?
Only thing I had is that if we were all in the same division, that's probably the same order we would rank in.
Ooh, I don't know about that, honestly. Jared, why do you sound like you're 30 feet away from your phone? What happened?
I had to lay down.
All right. We'll jump into it. JMO, you're on the clock. Any surprises here?
No, I don't think so. I'm just going to – I wanted to be somewhat realistic and not just too wild. So, and I'm sure that we're not going to be close, but this is probably the closest mock that we're going to see. Anyway, I got Nick on Seahawks. I feel like that's almost a lock that he's taking that team. As far as I'm concerned, that's pretty much a lock. So Nick to the Seahawks.
You don't see Busy jumping or anything shocking like that?
I didn't think so until Nick posted something in the chat today about it. But I don't know if he said that, but he like hinted at it. And I'm like, man, you know, it's possible. But I don't, the end result's going to be the same. If Nick was two, he's going Seahawks. If he's one, he's going Seahawks.
Interesting. Anything, you guys got anything else? I'll just jump in if you got something else, and then if not, we'll just go on to the next one.
No, I think number one and number two are pretty much locked. It's just who goes first, Busy or Nick.
All right, well, with that, you got number two, Jared.
The Dolphins, I mean, I think those are like the top two teams anyways to start the cycle off. So them going one and two, even if it is Busy's favorite team. I don't know, man. Those teams are stacked.
Jiggy, number three. Any surprises here? We're keeping it vanilla.
So we're saying Rob's here, right?
No, you get to pick.
You get to pick who's here.
Then yeah. I'm saying Jiggy's here, and Jiggy is taking the Colts. I'm just kidding. I'm going to say Rob. I'll say the Bills, but I've heard possibilities that it's not, so I don't know for sure. But I wouldn't say the Bills for this.
Well, give us the juice. Are you allowed to spill? I don't have any until – I just assume Rob's going Bills, but, you know, Rob, now that he's – cut the ties. I don't think he necessarily has to go Bills, so this one's really interesting to me.
I don't know if I'm free to say, but it's an AFC team. I've only heard one other AFC team.
Do either of you have speculation towards that?
He goes swinging.
I'm going to guess he's going back to Cincy where he had his tight end then.
Jared, what did you say, Colts?
Yeah, he swings and goes ahead and goes Colts.
He did have that hoodie or whatever. That would be interesting.
I didn't hear that, or I would have smashed something.
Well, he just posted it in chat, and he was like, all this talk about Colts, and he was wearing
some Colts. Oh, yeah, I see him. That was a nice throw by Rob.
I think the only reason I think it is because his quarterback, he's got one that can scramble and throw it, and then he can just move right into 24 and do the same thing. Well, I mean, scramble it, not really throw it.
JMO, put a percentage on how confident you are Bills here.
Man, honestly, I'm probably about 50%. I mean, they're definitely the most likely candidate, right? But I'm wondering if he gets, like, the Jack itch, where instead of Jokic, it's Jokic, where you switch to a new team and then you don't just don't go back. You're like, you know what? It's sort of fun not having to re-sign all of my favorite players and do all this and that. That's sort of like with the Giants. Like the Giants being them wasn't that fun because then you just want to keep them all around, and it's not as fun for Madden purposes.
You said 50%?
I'm going to say 50.
Okay, so if he's got the jacket, what's the percentage he goes Saints?
Zero.
Yeah, same as Jack, yeah.
We'll go to four. I'm going to go with Jiggy's mock because I haven't talked to Brackett about it. I don't really know what teams he's looking into. I like the Bengals because then I like what you did with Guac later on, and he sneaks into the Ravens. So I could definitely see them wanting to put something together like that. And the Bengals is a good roster. They have cool unis. So I could see Brackett going Bengals here.
He's mentioned the Patriots in chat a couple times.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, but Bengals are just – they're pretty nice.
Did I mess up your guys's with that one? You guys at the top there?
No.
Because I thought that Brackett as the Bengals was the most likely outcome, but I do think Patriots are a chance. But
wait, I should have had me jumping him.
You should have.
Dang. fifth.
You want to redo?
No, we're good. That's back to you, Jamo.
Well, so I sort of have two of the easier picks, and that's Grizz to the 49ers. Dude, Grizz to the Grizz Eagles.
Dude,
sorry.
I told you to do the smoke and mirrors on the show.
I know. I meant Grizz Eagles. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's really. I mean, that is what it is, huh? If they're there, that's what we're doing, fellas.
Oh, I should have. Yeah, we could have had Brackett take the Eagles.
Oh my God.
You've thrown out plenty of warnings that said if you don't get the Eagles, you're gone. So if somebody really doesn't get you.
It's not a threat. It's just kind of, you know, let the wait list know. You know, they're flying on the red eye that night. You know what I mean?
Let the wait list know that they're up at pick five.
No, well, everyone would go up one and wait list would enter at 32. But Jared, number six, do you have him holding court here? Because I'll tell you, we should just do that. Nyree was six when they went dark.
I honestly think Elio moved up to six, and I do think he will take the Colts.
Oh, interesting. What do you guys feel about that?
He wants to smoke from Jiggy.
Yeah,
I don't think he passed Jiggy.
I don't think he passed Jack.
I don't know, man. Put out so much stuff. I wouldn't be surprised. And it would be crazy for
but
somebody.
He wasn't here the whole time. But yeah, I mean, you might not be wrong.
Videos, though.
And Jack probably
Jiggy
dropped 150. Well, I guess he's not. He doesn't have that Virginia Tech DC money, though. Now,
I feel like he's ahead of me.
Eli?
Yeah.
So when they went dark, he was eight. Is what I have written down. Nyree was six. So this is really interesting. And Jared has him taking the Colts as long as he's in front of Jiggy and Jack, I guess. J-Mo, because they're saying Jack Colts, I guess. But J-Mo, do you agree with this?
No, I don't think he passed Jiggy.
Do you agree with the team?
I don't think. Well, no, because it wouldn't be Elio. Eli-O. Is that Eli-O? Elio? I don't know.
I think it's Eli-O. The O is capital, so I think it's Eli-O.
Yeah. No, I don't think he would be picking this high.
All right, not at six.
He's too young for that Virginia Tech money, you know?
That's true. So seven was Jack, what I had wrote down from when they went dark, and we are on Jiggy's pick.
All right, so we said six was Elio?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say seven is Jack. Is that cool?
I mean, that works. So you have, so we had them both passing Nyree. I don't think he fell off that much because he passed me at one point. And then
I know it's tough to say, really. I mean, they were doing pods like quite a bit, and that just fell off.
Yeah.
But
I like Jack's where we got
articles lately. So I'm gonna stick to my mock. I'm gonna put the Packers. I recently just thought of this mainly because I think cornerbacks maybe. He would probably like that defense. And then the offense is pretty. They're decent, but I think I'm just going with Packers.
Packers, what do you guys think about this? I haven't heard anything or seen anything about it until seeing it in Jiggy's mock.
I seen it on his mock. I think the Packers do go pretty high. I don't know if they go this high, though. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back to to Washington, to be honest.
This high?
He said he won't, but...
Yeah,
he said he will.
We'll never let him have that one. Yeah, that's interesting. For some reason, I can't see him as Packers, but also he just dropped an article that said Jairi's in his top five corners for Madden, so...
I could kind of see him going Cowboys, too. I don't know
Nah, he's a Washington fan. No way.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right, skip that.
I guess we'll keep it... Or where did you guys like Jack going, just for...
Well, I think it's a tradition that the Packers fall outside of the top 15. Like, when's the last time... When Nick took them at one, and then every other year they're outside of the top 15. So
Van took them top, whatever.
Van took them last year.
Yeah.
Van took them.
He just moved.
Yeah, Wings was in the division and he traded.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Where did you guys like Jack going? What team?
I kind of like the Jaguars, honestly.
The Jaguars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you got? Like what you did there. He's got branding for the whole cycle now.
God. Yeah, you get the Jackers or the Jaguars.
Oh, nice. That one was right in front of me. I didn't even see it.
He can go similar to what he did this cycle. He's got his quarterback that he'll keep, like Zach Wilson, and almost the same time frame as Zach. And then ETN at running back. Like, it's kind of like set up to how he built it this year with the Jets. The Jags will be nice too, and they get Calvin Ridley to start, so he's got trade pieces that he can make.
Well, now I get an easy pick. I didn't really have to think about, so I got to put Nyree at this point, since you guys disrespected him to this point. Not me, Nyree, but these guys did, if you listen. And I'm going to go with what he says. I don't think he's playing games. I think he wants the Texans. That's his team. They got a fun, exciting quarterback, and they have Stingley, so I like the Texans here.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah. I mean, we knew that was coming. I mean, it could be fun if it's your team. They got the new helmets this year, and you know, they got some young pieces, so it could be fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like the roster is not amazing, but you at least have some kind of pieces that are young, and you don't really, you know, you're not guaranteed to have. Because next year, what if they, you know, take an O line and they have another bad season? They take like two O line at the top. Now Stingley and Shroud is another year older.
That's true. This is the year to get him.
Welcome to the XFL, where the Texans go top 10 each year.
That's wild stuff. So then, J-Mo, you're at 9, and the before it went dark and ship, it was Pride.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have Jiggy here. I think he actually goes higher than Nyree. And maybe even Jack, with all the highlight videos, like that stuff adds up real quick. But I'll give Jiggy the Jags for all the reasons that Jared talked about. I mean, the team is stacked. Young defense, young quarterback who's probably a superstar. He had a hell of a year. They were in the playoffs and got a playoff win. So they'll get bumped. This will be the best year to be the Jags out of any other year, I think, probably since. I don't know, 1995. So I think they'd be a real fun team. And Jiggy claims he's going to the AFC South to raise hell. So,
and Jiggy, to be clear, this is a pure like if you have hate in your heart, let it out pick, right? Bite pick. You want to inflict pain on your rivals that took your team?
Yeah, 100%. But I mean, the Jaguars are, they look fun as hell. Their offense looks crazy.
If you weren't driven strictly by hatred, what roster what roster outside of the Jags do you think you would find interesting?
Probably the Bears or the Cardinals.
Interesting. Those are some mobile
quarterback and extra picks.
Those are teams that have been thrown around a lot. So Jiggy's off the board. We're back to you, Jared. We're at pick 10. It was Jiggy. Pride's been jumped so far.
I'm going to put Pride here, and I'm actually going to go Jets.
Ooh, as a Bills fan.
I think he goes Jets. I mean, like, just like the same thing with the Jags, the offense is going to be fun, and you can – Pride doesn't believe in a quarterback anyway, so just go ahead and trade Rodgers. And he's got Breece Hall for the entire cycle. I think that team's solid.
J-Mo, could you see – this would be another, you know, F you, Rob. I'm going to inflict as much pain as I can and take the Jets. Could you – does Pride have that in him?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he could be a team in a division that's not the Bills. I think there's a lot of good teams on the board. Jets are a great team. I just don't know. Like, I couldn't be a division rival for my favorite team. I don't see him doing it.
It's like, it's not.
Yeah, you're not a real fan. We get it.
Pretty simple, actually.
Now we're at 11. We got our own J-Mo here. Jiggy, this is your pick. It was J-Mo at 11.
I think Revival probably made a jump up to here.
Sheesh. Later, J-Mo. Yeah.
No Mary. Chance.
You don't think so?
Maybe with the donation he said he made, it's possible. But, man, I don't know.
That, I was kind of factoring that in. I don't know how much he made.
That's a lot of – I mean, you get 8 points or tweets a week. That's a lot of weeks. I mean, that's – I don't know.
He was a dry team, though.
Dry your tears later, J-Mo. Jiggy, what team we got?
I put Lions in my mock, but then I seen today in the chat they were talking about the Bears. So I'm going to go Bears here.
Ooh, the Bears. So this is what I thought was crazy. In the little article I did about your mock.
Was yeah, you're like, welcome.
If you guys were this high, would you follow Jack? No shot would I. No thank you. Unless it was
my favorite. If I really wanted, the Bears are decent, but they're not good enough for that. I think.
Yeah, they're not worth following Jack, right? For the Bears.
Justin Fields
will
be fast, though. I mean, so he's going to be fun. They got receivers. The defense is awful. Like, I don't know if that's worth it.
But you could go like Ravens if you just wanted a fast quarterback here.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he's got Brackett in there, according to the mock.
Yeah. Brackett or Jack? Come on.
It's close.
Jared, what do you got?
I would rather go Ravens than Bears. Just because you're going to have a better team to start out with. Like, if you wanted a trade piece or you wanted the picks and stuff like that, there's plenty of things you can trade on the Ravens to start rebuilding that. I would put a Ravens here.
So what I think happened in Jiggy's mock, I think I'm picking up on it. All these people are afraid to follow in the footsteps of last Kyle Hamilton, you know? They know they won't be able to fill those shoes, so they're just avoiding them and avoiding them. That's the only thing that makes sense, right?
I think so.
You guys saw that too?
I mean, I see where you go with it.
We're at 12. Oh, and it's me. I'll put in J-Mo because I'm not very creative, and we just skipped him. So J-Mo's here. We got Nick at the Seahawks, and we still have the Cardinals on the board. We have a wide open NFC South, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna slide J-Mo into the Panthers. I know he's been eyeing them up for a few cycles. They got some speed. They got some nice unis. What do you feel about that, J-Mo?
I think it would have been a great time to talk about the one person that would follow in the Kyle Hamilton footsteps and proclaims their user dominance. And then that would have been me, but you missed that chance.
So Kyle Hamilton goes from having
I can see the cycle to seven.
Yeah, he gets seven picks in the whole cycle. Yeah, no, I like the Panthers. I'm not shy on letting the teams I'm interested out there. Panthers are on my list. They're a local team for me.
I could see you with a lot of teams here. Panthers, there's, Cardinals.
There's a bunch of teams that I like. Yeah. I wouldn't be mad if I end up picking at like 15 or something, honestly, because there's so many teams I like that they're not all coming off the board.
Agreed.
Yeah, I love having less options instead of more. That's what I like to do as well. Jared, what do you think about the Panthers here?
I would have probably said Falcons instead, but yeah, Panthers, I could see that.
Yeah, you're right, because he likes his freaks, you know? He's a big fan of the freaks, and with the Panthers, you got, or with the Falcons, you got Pitts there. But on to 13, JMO, back to you. This pick was Brapp.
Yeah,
which and, I haven't seen a lot from him, I don't think, lately.
No, I think Brapp's falling off. I'm going to go with, this is tough.
He could have thrown in a dono, though. You know, he might be snagging the Eagles come Sunday.
Yeah. No, I think he gave up the Eagles hope, and now he's just barely hanging on. This will be tough between – it's Van or Jared. Jared just put out an awesome article today.
probably lost his way through this.
Man, so I'm not sure who's going to go here. I'm going to say Van goes here, though.
I didn't say that. Sorry to interrupt, but yeah, for pick 12 it was Van, but I went with you because you were skipped on 11. So yeah, just so people don't have to try to look it up.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I have Van coming up here at the 13 spot. I know he likes the Jets. He's looking for Falcons.
I could see, him hopping in with you.
This is really tough because I don't know if he wants to play Pride, but I'm gonna give him the Patriots.
Oh, I know it's a little risky,
but he's got Robin busy. He wants Robin busy in his division. I think maybe this is enough. Patriots sort of suck, but it closes out the division. And then you got a bunch of, guys with above average winning records coming up. So you could have a division that looks nice and then looks real ugly real fast. And he was just Bengals. I don't think he could go AFC North and pick a division opponent of his favorite team again. So I'm going to go Patriots. They're a pretty decent squad. They're underrated for sure.
The corners are going to be nice.
Jared, can you see Van Gogh Pats? In this scenario?
Can I see it? Yeah, because I do think the corners will be worth it. But the receivers, he always talks about how he can't deal with slow receivers. Him going through that first season with slow receivers, I don't know about that.
They got Tyquan Thornton.
Jiggy, what do you think about Van Pats?
I don't see it. I think he would probably go with the Chiefs here. When he was playing the beta, he was enjoying with the Chiefs.
Change it. Oh. I want to go Chiefs. That's my fault. Right. Chiefs are an elite team. And, there's no way you could pass that up. You're right. That's my fault.
I like it. I like it. Way to admit that you're wrong, JMO.
I have no problem really doing that.
Mature of you.
Jared, you're up. 14 was Revival. We moved him up, so only person skipped right now is Brapp.
I think that's probably 14's probably where I would fall. And if it falls out like this, like this is how it goes down, then I would probably take the Falcons.
JMO, how excited are you? Like, right, you got Panthers and Jared's the Falcons. Dream come true, yeah. Right?
I've had conversations with Jared. We play early, mostly because his doctor says he can't stay up late anymore. and we have good games. I mean, look, even though he beat me most of the games, I mean, we have shootouts. It's a lot of fun. It's wild. We're always scoring 50 points apiece. So, I welcome the challenge. I'm going to beat his ass all cycle.
I need somebody to dev my corners again, so.
Jiggy, this one makes a lot of sense. Are you in agreement with it, too?
Who went where? Jared went Falcons?
Jared went the Falcons to chase J-Mo.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think he would have fun with the offensive weapons and gets to try to bully J-Mo some more.
So this if it puts... plays well the way that Jiggy's mock draft does, like J-Mo ended up taking the Niners, then I would have went Cardinals and followed Nick and J-Mo over there. Sorry, Jonathan, I can't pick anybody in that AFC East.
It's tough, yeah.
NFC East?
Yeah, that's that just, yeah, it's tough. Like,
no,
trying it's
okay. No, J-Mo's a better friend. I get it. It makes sense. 15 is you, Jiggy. What Jared was here, he moved up. Brap's still there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Brap here. I was going to say Cowboys, but he probably definitely doesn't do that as an Eagles fan, huh?
No, nah, or he wouldn't be considered an Eagles fan. Like, Giants and Washington, okay, I get it. But Cowboys, no shot.
Yeah, you got, that's you like, have to that's turn like your card bad. Yeah. Well, we haven't had the 49ers go yet, have we?
No, sir.
We'll give him 49ers.
He's chasing Nick.
That'd be a nightmare situation for Nick.
Yeah, he plays early.
Yeah, Nick wants to play at 9 or midnight, and Brap wants to play at like 6:30.
They made it work the other day.
But how many other days do they have in them? Jared, how do you feel about this? Brap going Niners? Who's their DTs? Oh, they got Hargrave. Boom. Yeah, they do. Brap there. I like it.
And Armstead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Bosa. And Bosa. The only reason I would say probably not is Brad hit me up this morning and was trying to figure out where I was going and was asking, like, if J-Mo and I had talked about going to places. And he was like, I'd follow you guys for the schedule.
Oh, early.
We would light that up. We would light that up. That would be perfect.
That'd be a good division.
The dinner at 3:30 p.m. gang getting wild in the NFC South. Does that make you want to change your change them to NFC South, Jiggy, or are we leaving them as Niners?
No, let's go with it. So who we have left in the South? We have the Bucks and the Saints.
Oh, yeah. So Bucks.
We'll give them Bucks. Yeah, we'll give them Bucks.
I actually sort of like that fit a little better, only because they have that rookie Kancey at D tackle.
Oh yeah, they do. I forgot about him.
And they got better receivers. Like, I mean, you got Evans and Godwin and a faster receiver. 49ers, I mean, I guess they're both equally good at receiver, so I guess it doesn't matter, but yeah, it'd be a fun squad, I think.
I like that based off the info we got and stuff.
That he would like really that good. DT, though. I forgot about that guy.
Oh, yeah. Plus, he can revenge the fallen in Speed Racer, try to avenge him out there in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
RIP.
We love good narrative. 16 would be me. It was VBD. I haven't really been paying attention, but I'm sure Boone's done something like a video or something. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
But I got Boone going up 1 to 16, so he can take, I guess at this point, he says he doesn't want to smoke with Nick, but if you're looking at these divisions, nah, he's going to jump in with he wouldn't take the Browns, would he? No, I have him going to the Cardinals to play Nick at this point. He's probably not real thrilled about it. Or does he jump in with the NFC South with you guys?
Or does he go to the AFC East?
I thought it was filled. Oh, Pats. We're doing the Pats.
I took the Pat. Yeah, I took him back.
Yeah, he wants to be in a division with Rob, so I like that. I thought the Pats were off the board. So we'll go Pats here. What do you guys think?
I think that fits.
I could see that.
I could too.
I don't think Pride would be happy because I think he's – well, no, Pride plays late. So, yeah, I mean, I think they'd all be happy with that division. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be a super – that'd be one of the most balanced divisions we've had. I think they all have a chance to win it once. Rob would be, you know, the biggest underdog in that fight. But I'd see the other three definitely winning it once, yeah?
I could, yeah.
Yeah, I see Bob winning it. I think it'd be a good division.
JMO, back to 17. We skipped BBD. It was Boone.
Yeah. this is I feel like this should have been Glock, but he stopped doing anything. I don't think he cares. So this is going to end up going to BBD. This is actually a pretty tough selection here.
We know he's not going Ravens. Pretty outspoken against Lamar all the time.
Well, yeah, he wants a guy like Brock Purdy. So, I mean, 49ers, but he just was a 49ers. Would he go back? I know
What about the Rams for Stetson?
He said that. There's no way the Rams are going in the top. That team is so god-awful. Man, am I missing anybody else here? I like how this is live, and it's, you know, this is just how the draft's going
to
be.
He would love to. I think he would love to jump in and close up a division, but I don't think we have that going.
Yeah, I don't think it would be thrilling to go to the Saints, but maybe.
If I'm looking at it, I think maybe he jumps in with Nick. No, I think he jumps into the NFC East, goes back to the Giants.
That's what I was thinking, to get Saquon back.
Yeah, beats me, you know, 3 out of 4 every time.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick. The Giants, they're a sneaky good squad, too. I think they're going to be really good for Madness here. Yeah, I think we'll put BBD to the Giants, and he's a favorite. He's the favorite top dog there. So
far, unless Jiggy's mock comes true later on.
Well, we'll have to see what happens.
Sad times. Jared, back to you. 18 was Guac.
I'm going to stick with Guac being here. I don't think he's done anything to move up too much, but I don't think he's lost any points either. He's done his tweets and everything like that. And he would take the Ravens here. Go ahead and get his favorite team.
Yeah, no issues there. That would be cool to see him and Brackett together. He gets his favorite team.
Yeah, that would be the best part. Like, them back together, and he got his favorite team out of it too.
Yeah, it'd be good if people let them get favorite teams. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would, huh? Jiggy, you're 19. It was NWS.
I got Badger going up here. Wait.
Over NWS. Yeah, I mean, NWS might have had that donation money. We might be really shorting them here. Who knows?
Yeah, he might be 7.
He probably just put 150 into like a stock or something.
So Badger's jumping up?
Yeah, I got Badger jumping up, I guess.
All right, where are we headed?
What's the big teams available? We got Cowboys and Cardinals.
You got Cardinals. I think the Browns making it to round 20 is pretty impressive. Chargers.
Like, that's a top one.
Saints to close out a wild NFC South.
So we have the Cowboys available?
Cowboys are available, yeah.
Let's go Cowboys. I can see Cowboys going.
Great squad.
Which y'all think? Do y'all think VVD picks Giants over Cowboys?
Yep.
Yeah. He likes red, white, and blue, I think, because he was the Pats and he was the Giants. I think he's been both like multiple times.
America's team.
Yeah, he doesn't need to trade for Saquon for a cycle. Like,
yeah, he likes Saquon.
He doesn't care about uniforms at all. So
Jiggy's got a point though. Parsons is in Dallas. So, but either way, we're still, you know. Maybe we guessed right, and he's in the division at least. I still count that as half a point, honestly.
Because
this is tough. Who are we on now? Would it be me? Sadly, yeah. So I'll keep NWS. Or this pick 20 was Nick Ebanks. NWS was 19. I'll keep him here, or I'll say he goes his favorite team. He goes Browns. That's a good division with a Brackett and Guac. That one would be one to keep your eye on for sure, you know?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Because when NWS has his on fire season, he's going to win the division. You just don't know when you're getting those. I think Brackett would be the most consistent so far. And then I think Guac wins it once, just like he did this time. I mean, favorite team, it fits. J-Mo,
I think your team, too.
We'll just jump to you. ARV was here at 21. We skipped Nick Ebanks at 20.
Yep. I'm going to go King of the Beast here. He's been putting in some work. Pour one out for the homie who couldn't make it today. Interesting way that these are shaking up. I mean, there's still some good teams. The AFC West is so open except for the Chiefs are gone with Van. I could see that. He's also a Pacific Coast guy, I think.
How good is Badger? Is Badger really good?
He hasn't this year.
He's been putting up stats.
Because I was gonna say I could see Beast looking at a, you know, if VBD's the biggest guy in the division, that's about as good as you're gonna get in the XFL.
Badger is the Cardinals this year, right?
He's Vikings.
Oh, he's the Vikings. My bad. I got confused.
Yeah, Chaos is Cardinals.
Badger might be a little bit better than KOTB, but they're pretty close, I think.
I was reading Jiggy's mock draft, Badger at the Cardinals. My bad. So,
KOTB would have the chance at you know, the division there with Washington, like an easier division as far as XCFL goes, or is he going roster?
That's tough because I think he's actually enjoyed playing games against VBD as well. So VBD as the Giants isn't like gonna chase him away. He doesn't mind the competition stuff either, but I think that would be interesting. But yeah, man, Washington sort of sucks. They got a good defense. They just don't have a quarterback.
They got wide receivers.
That I don't hate it. I really wanted to put him with Van, but that makes a lot of sense.
Chargers. That's a good roster.
That's what I was thinking of, maybe doing the Chargers and then him and Van, both Pacific time.
Doing the Chargers too.
You going Chargers?
He almost had me with that. I really like him with that division, but yeah, I'm gonna go with my original thought with the Chargers. I'm gonna lock that in. That's a great squad. It'd be a lot more fun to play with than the Commanders.
Absolutely.
As far as would be crazy too.
So that puts us at 22. It was originally Tide Pod. And so far, we've skipped Nikki and RV, and it's Jared.
I think Tosh makes the jump up to this point. Really? He gets that information. And then I think he would go ahead and finish out the AFC North.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And he would be in there with NWS, Brackett, and Glock.
Woof.
Dude, he would have so much more fun in that division. Listen to Jared. He makes great points. You're playing your buddy, you know, as the Browns, and you get to play Brackett. He'll give you good games, and then Guac will dev your corners, you know? Perfect. It's a beautiful thing, honestly.
But disrespect.
How is that? Who? Disrespect to who?
Guac, he said he'll dev your corners.
Oh, well, I would dev your corners too, but then you have to play VBD instead of your buddy NWS, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be very similar to like me and Jared and then NWS and Tosh against, you know, the compound boys.
Yeah.
Sort of interesting how that would work out in this case.
Man, that Steelers roster though, is there any like anything good about it Madden wise? Isn't Guac like 80 speed?
Yeah, but have you seen his roster for the Titans this year? Has it bothered you that
much? I think that's he'd be true. In a pretty good spot. They got young Chase Claypool. They got Joey Porter Jr. They drafted a linebacker. Who was the first guy they drafted? Was it Joey Porter? They got him in the second round.
Got the tackle.
Jiggy, how do you feel about Tosh making the jump up here to 22 from 25?
I think so, it sounds right. I had him at 23 in my mock, so that's
only one. I haven't paid attention to any of the content lately, but yeah, they've been dark for like 2 weeks, right? So guys can make sneaky, like, big jumps.
Mm-hmm.
So he could be even like above this.
Well, he's been posting like some game review. Well, not game review, but whatever. Game.
The rivalry things, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that and another like game review.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Wait, is it possible? Am I missing something? Or do we have Nick take the Seahawks at one and no one in the NFC West has gone yet?
Yeah, so far.
That's just crazy.
We're just but wild. It's also possible. Nobody wants to play Nick.
Yeah.
You know, his schedule sucks. Yeah. He's not very nice. He's
zero fun to play.
Yeah, he's zero fun. Zero fun.
Sir. All streaks.
That brings us to Jiggy. We're at 23. It was King of the Beast. He went up, and so far we skipped Nikki, Ervy, and Tide Pod.
So I'll probably put Ebanks here, and then I'd give him the Cardinals. That'd be a steal.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, you like go that. into this, and you land at 23, and you get the Cardinals. You got to be coming out hype. And somebody was saying something like he was going to follow Nick.
Yep. I think he said that. Or somebody else. Somebody keeps putting that in chat. I don't know if it's true.
Jared, you got anything about that one?
No, I think that's... I would say he followed Nick. I don't know if he would choose Niners or Cardinals, but I would choose Cardinals personally.
Mm-hmm.
So ARV was higher. I don't know what they've been up to, but I'm gonna go Tide Pod. I know he puts out stuff, so I'm gonna have Tide Pod slot in at 24. He's gonna be looking at this. Man, do we know if he has like any allegiances that? Like any rivalries or I think
No. I think he's a Colts fan, that's all I know.
I don't see him going in the NFC North. I think I could see him going in the NFC West though. Like the Niners.
It's a great team.
I could see it. That's who I would have put it at, yeah.
Lots of DBs there. Yeah. We'll put him in at the Niners. He gets to play, so you at least know you're playing Nick and Ebanks, and then so you're just waiting it out to see who the last one is. Now it'll go back to JMO at 25. It was Tosh. ARV is the only one that's been skipped so far.
I am in a complete the early bird, boys. I'm going to put ARV with New Orleans, close out the South with a bunch of guys that eat dinner at 3 o'clock. Although him, it's because of the time zone.
That's a great. You and him would be able to play games at like 10 a.m. All yeah. Cycle.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
Knock out two games a season, or it would be four games a season at 10 a.m. Because I'd be playing at 10 too.
I think. Well, I think they're also a really good squad. Well, underrated squad. I'm not gonna say really good. I mean, we're sitting here. Yeah. There's better teams out there at this point. It's really hard to figure out which teams have been taken off my list now. But I think the division makes it worth it. He gets to see if he can do better than Riot did with the same team 1 year later.
I like the pick. I like the fit. I don't know if he really hates the Saints like that as a Bucs fan. Maybe he does after the Tom Brady, you know, they beat him twice, but Tom Brady beat him in the playoffs type game.
Mm.
Maybe there's some bad blood there. But I could see him not caring just to get the early games. I like the fit a lot, honestly. Jared, 26, it was Sparty.
I think it'll be... I'm tossed up between putting Sparty or Rugger here. We'll keep Sparty since he's already.
Irek was 27, and he just did that big article that could be a lot of points.
Okay, then we'll do Irek then. I'm gonna say I'm going to say the Broncos, because then he makes up for the loss of Woolen for this cycle. He gets Patrick Surtain, and the Seahawks have already fucked the Broncos enough, so go ahead and let him do it.
And then it's Vanek. I don't know why that's killing me. I don't even know if it makes sense in my head, but then it's Van and King of the Beast. So
yeah,
that's definitely, as far as XFL goes, you know, that's, you're pretty lucky with that division, honestly. Jiggy, what do you feel about that one?
I think it's good. I could see it. Broncos don't got a lot going for them, but Surtain is a pretty good player to choose a team for.
He was the Broncos before, too, and he drafted one of the, if I remember correctly, he was the Broncos. And right at the, before our league crashed, momentarily went down for a few months, he got one of the sickest, like, Madden EA Gen QBs that you could get back then. It was like Conrad or something. So it's kind of fun to, like, try to go back and get the full cycle of the Broncos this time. JMO, you like the pick?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good division for them. I think Rec and Van would end up really hating each other in a short time, but
that'd be fun.
That would be fun for us.
27 would be Jiggy's selection here. We skipped Sparty. It was Irek.
I guess let's put Chaos here.
Chaos moving up.
Yeah. What teams do we have here? We got Vikings still.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Titans, Raiders.
Rams, if you like the division. Raiders, Lions. If you like that division, the look of it.
Who are we missing? So yeah.
Is Vikings the best team?
I don't know.
I think he kind of likes